各位弟兄姐妹，非常开心看见你们。首先，在主里面跟你们问安。
Dear brothers and sisters, greetings to you in the Lord. I'm so happy to be with you again.
你知道在初期的教会，当弟兄姐妹见面的时候是怎么问安吗
？Do you know how the Christians greeted each other in early churches?
他们问安的方式就是 Maranatha。
So that's what they say.
意思就是主必快来。
Which means the Lord is coming back soon.
你看每一个弟兄姐妹见面不会说早安，也不会说你吃过饭没有。
So when brothers and sisters met each other, they will not say good morning or have you eaten yet.
他们最关心也是最喜乐的，因为他们知道主耶稣在天上。
The thing that bring them the most joy is that the Lord Jesus is in heaven.
而且我们基督徒最大的盼望就是 Maranatha.
And then that is our greatest hope, Maranatha.
在过去几千年，我们人类的历史里面有成千上亿的人在地球上活过。
So in the past several thousand years, numerous people, billions of people have lived on Earth.
但是世界上人类的历史告诉我们，只有两个人是曾经不经过死亡，而只有没有经过死亡的。
But yet, human history told us that only two out of those billions that did not go through death.
这两个人，他们在时间上相差了好几千年。
And then, these two people, they lived, They're like about several thousand years apart.
可是这两个人的生命有非常相近的、相像的地方。
But yeah, there are some common characteristics about these two men.
首先，他们两个都是神的先知。
First of all, both of them were prophets of God.
他们都生在一个最不受欢迎、最敌对他们的时代。
And they live in a generation that is very hostile toward them.
而且他们警告当时的人，不敬虔的人，要受到神严重的审判。
They both gave warnings to the ungodly people in their generation that the ungodly would be judged by God.
这两个人，他们还有共同一点，就是都没有经过死亡的幽谷。
Another thing that they share is that they did not go through death.
圣经告诉我们，这两个人，一个人名字叫做以利亚，一个名字叫做以诺。
One of them is Elijah, and the other Enoch.
以利亚的故事我们都很明白，他记在列王记的上下里面。
We're all very familiar with the story of Elijah, which is recorded in the First and Second Kings.
以利亚是神非常忠心的先知。
Elijah was a faithful prophet of God.
当时全部的以色列国家的人都离开了耶和华神，去拜假神巴利先知巴利。
At that time, the entire nation of Israel has departed from God and to worship the false god Baal.
从国王、皇后亚哈到耶洗别，一直到全国的人都去敬拜假神。
Starting from the king and queen, King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, to everyone in the nation, they all worship the false god.
但是以利亚单独的站出来，竟然跟巴利的假先知450个人在加密山挑战。
But yet Elijah alone stood against all the prophets of Baal, 450 of them, and then he challenged them on Mount Carmel.
神显出神迹，从天上降下火来，然后除灭偶像，带领人回归神。
And God performed miracle, interceded from heaven, and brought people back to God.
以利亚一生都很孤独，好像全世界都跟他作对。
Elijah lived a very lonely life, as if the whole world was against him.
随时有冒生命的危险。
And he was risking his life all the time.
皇后要杀他。
The Queen Jezebel wanted to kill him.
但是神保守他，一直活到神差遣，从天上差遣火车火马。把他接到天上去。
But yet God protected him until the moment that God sent chariots of fire and horses of fire to take him back to heaven.
列王记下二章十一节说，他们正走着说话，忽然有火车火马将两人割开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了，不见死亡。
This is in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. Then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by whirlwind into heaven.
以利亚在天上，在荣耀里面跟神永远同在。
Now Elijah is in heaven in glory with God forever.
等到我们再见他的时候，就是主耶稣在地上在登山变相，那个时候以利亚再一次荣耀的跟主耶稣一同出现。
And once again we saw the Bible talked about him. That happened when the Lord Jesus went up to Mount Transfiguration. At that moment, both he and Moses appeared to talk to Jesus.
在以利亚两千多年前，还有一个人，他也被神接到天上去。这个人呢，跟神同行三百年，他的名字叫做以诺。
And 2,000 years before Elijah, there was a man named Enoch. He also walked with God and was taken up by God to heaven.
圣经对以诺的记载是轻描淡写，只有三处的经文记载他的事迹，加起来也总共只有八节经文。
And the Bible talked about Enoch very, very briefly. Only three places in the entire scripture and altogether only eight verses.
以诺到底是一个什么样的人呢？他又做了什么事？被神接去又是什么一回事？然后对我们有什么提醒和榜样呢？
So what kind of person was Enoch and what did he do? And then under what circumstances he was taken up to God? And then what kind of lessons we can learn from him?
圣经给我们的资料并不多，但是圣经给我们的已经足够让我们在这里思想和学习。
The Bible did not give us a lot of information, but what was given already to us was enough for us to learn from him.
在犹太这个民族，在以诺的同胞里面，以诺在他们的心目里面，犹太人几千年一直到现在是一个很重要的人物。
To the Jewish people, Enoch, throughout thousands of years, has been a very important person to them.
他们有很多口传的历史来讲以诺，还有一本书也叫做《以诺传》。
There's actually a lot of talks and passed down stories about Enoch, and also there's a book about Enoch.
以诺这个名字的意思就是奉献。
The word Enoch means consecration.
从圣经里面我们看见他的特质。有一个坚定不移的信心，而且呢，他有一个非常美好卓越的生命，对神的真理是一点都不妥协。
From the Bible, we see that he had a persevering faith, beautiful life, and he never compromised.
在一个最弯曲悖谬的时代，他挺身而出，来斥责这些假师父，来责备这些不敬虔的人，要人悔改，成为众人的榜样。
In a crooked and perverse generation, he stood up against the tide and then gave warning to the ungodly, especially to the false teachers, and tried to bring people back to God.
在希伯来书新约里面就称赞以诺是一位信心的英雄。
So, in the book of Hebrews, Enoch was numbered one of the faith heroes.
因着他对神的信心，神喜悦他，把他接走。不见死亡。
Because of his faith, he pleased God and he was taken up by God, did not go through death.
第二点，我们要讲到以诺，他是一位跟你我是同样性情的人。
Second thing we want to know is that Enoch is just like us, with a nature just like us.
以诺他活着的世界跟现在我们活的这个世界不太一样。
So the world Enoch lived was quite different from the world that we live in now.
当神创造地球，也就是在洪水没有毁灭地球以前，那时候的自然环境跟现在不一样，人可以活到很长寿的。
After God created the world, the natural environment is very different from the environment that we live now. So people at that time lived very long life.
创世纪第一章告诉我们，在地球的上面有一层叫做天空，在天空里面有一层叫做水罩罩起来。
So actually, first chapter of Genesis tells us that above the earth there's a firmament, and then under the firmament actually there's a layer of water surrounding the earth.
这个水罩就让太阳的光线不会直接的照射在我们的人的身上。
And that layer of water surrounding earth protected human from being exposed to the ultraviolet light of the sun.
地球好像在一个卵石里面，里面的四季没有四季，只有一季，这是非常的暖和，非常的好。
And because of the, that layer of water surrounding Earth, the Earth was like in a greenhouse, and it's very warm, and there's no four seasons.
加上那时候的土壤是很肥沃的，它的出产品足够让人能够得到营养，所以神在洪水以前要人只要吃蔬菜水果就够我们的蛋白质营养了。
And the soil on Earth was very fertile.And therefore, it yields produces very nutritious. Therefore, before the flood, it was enough just to eat the vegetables.
人 and live. 因此可以活很长，到几百年。
And therefore, a man can live for a long life, up to several hundred years.
但是洪水以后，当时的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。彼得后书三章六节告诉我们，当时的世界跟现今的世界是不一样。那时候的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。
And then Second Peter tells us that after the flood, the world, the environment at that time got melted, and then it's no longer there.
天空的水罩没有了，太阳的光直接射在我们人的身上，加上土地被洪水冲坏了，所以人的寿命就开始递减，很快的。洪水以后，人只能活到几十岁。
And because of the layer of water surrounding Earth was no longer there, therefore men are exposed to the ultraviolet sun's ultraviolet light directly, and then also the flood destroyed the soil. Therefore, the life expectancy of men started to decrease to now about several decades only.
虽然当时的世界。当时的世界跟现在是不一样。
Even though the natural environment of Enoch is very different from what we live in now,
但是当时的人心跟我们今天的世代一点都不没有差别。
But yet the hearts of men at that time is no different from the hearts of men now.
在那个时代，人充满了罪恶、暴力、邪恶，而且公开的背叛神。
At that time, the hearts of men were full of evil, violence, wickedness, and they publicly go against God.
在亚当的第二代，你看他的孩子，就该隐就谋杀了亚伯。
Even the children, among the children of Adam, his son Cain killed his brother Abel.
在以诺的那个时代里面。我们可以圣经告诉我们同时代有一个人叫做拉麦。
The Bible tells us at the same time of Enoch, there was another person called Lamech.
拉麦他公开的宣扬多妻还有暴力。
He publicly announced that he is practicing polygamy and also violence.
在创世纪五章告诉我们说拉麦娶了两个妻子，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫喜拉。
In the book of Genesis chapter 4, it says, Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the second wife was Zillah.
神规定的一夫一妻制，拉麦就破坏有多妻制，多妻的风俗了。
So Lamech violated the monogamy that God instituted, and he took two wives.
他还是一个非常致富的人，而且又是一个无限的凶狠谋杀者。
He was very self-centered and prideful. He was also a murderer, very, very violent.
他宣告说，壮年人伤我，我杀他；少年人损我，我把他害了，并且要七十七倍的报复。
He even proclaimed that I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me, and he will revenge 77-fold.
为什么一个壮年人只是伤害到拉麦就被他杀掉了？
Why is that he will kill someone who just wounded him?
拉麦的妻子亚大，亚大的名字就是美丽的意思。
The name of one of his wives was Ada, which means beautiful.
他注重装饰，开始有了奢侈的趋势。
So starting from her, women started to pay attention to their outward beauty.
亚大又生了亚巴，圣经告诉我们，亚巴的意思就是游牧，亚巴就是住帐篷、牧羊、牲畜之人的祖师。
And Ada bore Jeba.And he was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock.
从那时候开始，人开始养很多的牲畜，开始要谋利来赚很多利润了。
Starting from that time, men started to have livestock for profits.
亚巴有一个兄弟名叫尤巴，意思就是音韵，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
And Jabba's brother's name was Juba.And he was the father of those who play harp and flute.
人开始了娱乐，开始了乐器享受。
Men started to have entertainment and enjoy music.
拉麦还有一个妻子名叫做喜拉，喜拉生了土巴该尤，他是打造各样铜铁利器的。
And then another wife of Lamech, her name was Zillah, and she bore Tubal-Cain and the instructor of the craftsmen in bronze and iron.
铜铁利器就是兵器，那个时候人开始征战了。
In other words, they started to make weapon, which is the beginning of warfare.
都记得在创世纪是第四章，19节到22节。
So these are all recorded in Genesis chapter 4, verses 19 to 24.
放纵情欲，凶杀谋害，生财谋利，注重娱乐，制造兵器，这都不是现在的光景吗？
So they started to go for lust, and then for violence, go for entertainment, and then outward beauty, even create weapons for warfare. Isn't it also the description of the age we live in now?
人拥有了一切，但是没有神。
Men started to own everything except they don't have God.
这就是以诺活着的世界。
And that is the world that Enoch lived in.
今天同样你我在这个情欲、凶杀、贪财、享受、战争的世界是一模一样。
So it's exactly the same way our world is right now, full of lust, violence, wickedness, greed, and luxuries and indulgence and warfare.
到了以诺的第四代，那个时候，创世纪第六章五节到六节记载。
So up to the fourth generation descendants of Enoch, Genesis chapter 6 tells us.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Because the Lord saw that man's heart was full of wickedness, and all the thoughts of man was full of evil. So he was sorry that he created man on earth, and he grieved.
神看见人地上的人罪恶是那么大，心中忧伤，然后就决定把所有造的都一起用洪水毁灭掉。
Because God saw.The man that he created was full of evil and wickedness that he was so sorry that he decided to destroy the earth and everyone with a flood.
人的长寿是祝福，也是咒诅。
Actually, longevity of man is a blessing and it also could be a curse.
长寿可以让人很快的开发土地，耕种土地，建立文化。
Because longevity enabled man to quickly cultivate the earth, the land, and then also build up a culture.
但是也会加速社会的败坏。
But also speed up the corruption of man's society.
我们都知道，当人啊，往往年龄越大，他就越难对付试探，来抵抗罪。
Because we all know that as we grow older, we become weaker and weaker to resist temptation and sin.
里面的欲望、贪心、各种的罪恶。
And then we cannot resist the evil desires in our hearts.
长寿反而成为人的痛苦和难过。
Therefore, longevity became a source of our pain.
以诺跟他们同一个时代，但以诺跟他们不一样。
Enoch lived in the same age as the rest of them, but he was different.
他虽然孤单，可是他紧紧地依靠神。
Even though he was lonely, but he clung on to the Lord.
他对神有信心，忠心顺服。
He had faith in God. He trusted and obeyed.
他的生活不是他的忠心，也不是一个短时间，而是一跟从就是跟从了三百。
And his faithfulness did not just last for a moment. He followed the Lord all the way for 300 years.
创世纪五章二十二节，以诺与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。
And Genesis chapter 5 tells us that Enoch walked with the Lord for 300 years and had sons and daughters.
生儿养女原文是复数字，表示以诺他至少生了两个儿子。两个女儿，甚至于更多。
So the Bible says sons and daughters. Therefore, Enoch at least had two sons and two daughters.
你可以想象，他人口那么多，家务一定很繁重，但是这些不拦阻他跟神的同行，他还是跟神在这个繁忙之中建立一个紧紧密切的关系。
So we can imagine having so many children, Enoch must be very busy with household chores. But yet, even in his busy life, he continued to walk with the Lord and had an intimate relationship with the Lord.
所以一个基督徒的生命是在任何的环境里面都可以表明出来的。
Therefore, our Christian life can be manifested in all kinds of circumstances.
在任何的光景按着神的心意生活，来活出神的要的生命。
In any circumstances, we can live a life according to God's will.
我们可以想象，以诺一定是一个爱丈、爱妻子、爱儿女的好丈夫、好爸爸。
We can easily imagine Enoch being a good husband and a good father.
而且存着一个敬畏神的心来行事为人，讨神的欢喜。
And then he will live a godly life, trying to please God in every way.
同样，在你我日常的生活里面，我们怎么样能够与神同行，讨神欢喜呢
？In the same way, how can we walk with the Lord and please God in our life?
在座的一个家庭主妇
，For example, a housewife.
无论你在家里面，在厨房煮饭，或者是打扫，或者洗衣服，这一切繁琐的事。
Whether you're doing your cooking, you're doing laundry or cleaning house, all these mundane chores.
如果你把这些事都当作是神交托给你的神圣任务
，But if you treat all these household chores as a sacred commission from the Lord,
就像提多书二章第五节，那你说少年妇人要爱丈夫、爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务。待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道被毁谤。
Just like in Titus chapter 2 verse 5, it says that young women, you should love your husband and your wives and be chaste, be discreet, and then be good and obey your husband, so that the word of the Lord will not be blasphemed.
这就是一个顺服神的生命。
And that is a life that obeys the Lord.
也就像一个工人，如果在工厂里面，每一天看到、听见的都是机器隆隆的声音。
Another example for a factory worker, probably every day what he hears is just the humming noises of the machines.
但是他用一个侍奉神、荣耀神的心态来做地上的工作。
But if he conducts all of his work with a fear of the Lord and godly attitude.
成为世上的光，世上的盐，这是神所要的。
Then he can become the light and salt of the world, and that is what God wants.
腓立比书二章十五节，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，照耀将生命的道表明出来。
Like in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 says, You are the light and the salt of the world, holding fast to the word of life.
在以诺被提以前，他一定是用正道来教养他的后代。
Before Enoch was taken away, he must be teaching his children and his descendants with the word of truth.
他有一个榜样，而且也希望他的后代跟他一样与神同行。
He, being an example, wants his offsprings to also walk with the Lord.
他有一个曾孙叫做诺亚，就在以诺被接上天69年以后出生。
He has a great grandson named Noah. Noah was born 69 years after Enoch was taken up to heaven.
受了他曾祖父的影响，也是一位与神同行的人。
Noah, I'm sure, was influenced by his great-grandfather and also walked with the Lord.
创世纪六章九节，诺亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。诺亚与神同行。
Noah was a just man, and he was perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with the Lord.
不但这样，诺亚也跟他曾祖父以诺一样，是一位传义道、警告人离开罪恶、归向神的人。
Not only that Noah walked with God, just like his great-grandfather Enoch, he also preached the word of truth, the righteousness, and warned his generation.
彼得后书二章五节说，诺亚是传义道的。
So 2 Peter tells us that Noah was also a man that preached the righteousness of God.
你看，一个敬虔的先祖、敬虔的父母、敬虔的祖先，会影响到后代跟他一样来，不但是行得正，而且传义道。
Therefore, we can see a just man, forefather can influence his descendants to also follow God.
神怎么使用了以诺？神同样使用了诺亚。
How God used Enoch, God also used Noah.
神怎么保护了以诺？在这个罪恶的世代，神也照样保守了挪亚在那个邪恶的世代。
How God protected Enoch in the perverse generation, God also protected Noah in that evil generation.
正像圣经说，以利亚与我们是同样性情的人。
Just like the Bible tells us, Elijah is just like us with the same nature as us.
以诺同样的在那个时候世代，他也会面临很多的诱惑试探，也会存着有惧怕或者是软弱。
I'm sure At Enoch's time, he also had to go through a lot of testing and temptations and face fears and worries just like us.
但是以诺为什么能够这样长期的持守、长期的忍受？因为他依靠神。
But why was that Enoch was able to persevere and sustain for a long time? It's because he continued to trust in God and hold on to it.
今天你和我在这个罪恶的时代。
Today, you and I live in this evil world.
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are blessed sinners.
但是因着圣灵，因着主耶稣住在我们里面。
But yet, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ lives within us.
我们有一个信心、愿意顺服的生活。
We have faith and we want to live an obedient life.
就像以诺是一个很好的榜样。
Enoch is a good example for us.
我们也同样在这个败坏世代能够持久的来与神同行。
Therefore, in this generation, we can also walk with the Lord and with a persevering faith.
接着我们再来看与神同行的人，第三段。
Then we want to see people who walk with God.
创世纪第五章记载，从亚当一直到以诺，一共是622年。
The book of Genesis tells us from Adam to Enoch was 622 years.
创世纪第五章十八节记载了以诺的家谱。
So in Genesis chapter 5 verse 18, we see the genealogy of Enoch.
亚烈活到162岁，生了以诺。
Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch.
21节，以诺活到65岁，生了马土沙拉。
Verse 21, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah.
以诺生马土沙拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。
After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters.
以诺共活了365岁。
And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
以诺与神同行，神将他娶去，他就不在世上了。
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
首先，这段圣经教导我们，创世纪五章记载了许多的人名。
Here we see a lot of men's names were mentioned here.
他们都不是虚构的，都是真实的历史。
So these are not fictions, they are true stories, real history.
从神创造了亚当，然后到诺亚，洪水毁灭世界，一共是14代。
From Adam, after God created Adam, all the way to Noah, when the flood came, there were 14 generations.
在创世纪五章有亚当的家谱。
In chapter 5 of Genesis, we see the genealogy of Adam.
当我们读的时候，看见有三个字一直重复在第五章。
So if we read chapter 5, we will see a word keep repeating in chapter 5.
这三个字就是就死了。
There we see the word then he died repeatedly appear.
在五章里面记载，像亚当活了130岁，生了一个儿子等等，给他起名叫什么。然后亚当生了赛特以后，又在世800年，并且生儿养女，然后共活了930岁就死了。
So for example, we see that it says Adam after lived so many years begot Seth, and then after he lived another 800 years, and then he died.
接下来我讲这十几代里面，我们看赛特活到等等多少岁，生了以诺士，赛特生了以后等等又活了多少年，并且生儿养女，然后活了多少岁就死了。
For the rest of the chapter, we see a pattern is that so and so, like Seth, lived how many years, and then he begot so and so, and then he lived more years, then he died.
同样的，以诺士也是一样。所以在里面都是记载某些人活到什么什么，生了什么什么，生了以后又活了多少，并且生儿养女，然后就死了。
We see the same pattern repeating. So and so lived for many years, and then he had sons and daughters, and after that he lived more years, then he died.
一共有八次就死了。
So we see the words "then he died" repeated eight times in this chapter.
这就是人生的下场。
And that is the conclusion of man.
其实你看写传记很容易。
So actually, it's very easy to write someone's biography.
活了多久，又生了什么，然后又活了多久，答案就死了。
For example, we can write a biography for someone. So and so lived for so many years. Then he begot so and so. Then he lived more years. Then he died.
但是这个程序。到了以诺就不一样了。
But yet the pattern was broken, when it came to Enoch.
死亡在他的身上没有能力。
Death had no power over this man.
他与神同行，神就将他娶去，不在世上了。
He walked with God, and then he was not because God took him.
以诺不经过死亡就可以得到荣耀的身体。
Enoch was able to receive a glorious body without going through death.
第三，以诺同神与神同行的起点是在什么时候？是在他65岁以后。
So when did Enoch start walking with God? When he was 65 years old.
在那一年，因为他生了儿子，叫做马土沙拉。
Because that year he gave birth to a son named Methuselah.
这是他人生的一个转捩点。
And that was the turning point of his life.
什么叫做马土沙拉的名字意思呢？
What does this name Methuselah mean?
当时起名都有意思，这个意思就是一个直标枪的人。
So actually, at that time, men's names have meanings.
也就是发出去。
Someone who throws the javelin.
就是很快的意思。
Which is very speedy.
还有一个意思叫做他来我去。
Another meaning is that I will go when he comes.
马土沙拉的意思就是这个名字是一个警告，从神的审判就要像标枪一样很快的发出来。
So the name of Methuselah is actually a warning, is that God's judgment is coming very quickly, just like someone throwing javelin.
但是神的审判到这个世界是要等到马土沙拉过世以后，神的审判再来。
But actually, God's judgment will come to this world when Methuselah dies.
相信这是神给以诺的一个指示，让他看见。
I'm sure this is a revelation to Enoch from God.
将来有一个大规模的审判要来到地上。
That in the future, there's a great judgment coming to this world.
所以以诺他的人生观有了改变。
Therefore, Enoch had a completely changed perspective of life.
就像彼得后书三章十一节，彼得提醒，将来神的审判要来到地上。
Just like in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11, the scripture also warns that there will be a judgment to this world.
他说这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
It says if all these matters will be melted one day, what manners of you that you shall conduct yourselves with godliness and holiness.
所以彼得也是劝我们，当你知道有一天神要来审判，那我们的人生观，我们的价值观，我们的世界观，我们的工作观，我们一切都要被提醒，被改变。
In the same way, Peter was warning us, if we know one day God's judgment is coming, therefore our view of the world, our jobs, our life and everything will be changed.
所以以诺他动了一个敬畏的心，开始与神同行。
Therefore, Enoch had this fear of God and started to walk with God.
有人说，会不会以诺每一次叫他儿子马土沙拉这个名字的时候
？Some people say maybe every time when Enoch calls his son Methuselah,
每一次就提醒神的审判快到了。
Every time when he calls his son, he reminds himself.
甚至于会不会有一天他儿子马土沙拉生了病，好像他就马上紧张，会不会这时候马土沙拉就要？死掉了，审判就立刻来了。
Or whenever his son Methuselah gets sick, will he be very nervous, thinking maybe the judgment is coming soon?
所以他是时时提醒，时时警醒，并且也为周围的人的救恩来祷告，来警告他们。
Therefore, he lives a very watchful life continually, and also he prays for people around him for salvation.
所以创世纪五章告诉我们，两次告诉我们，以诺有三百年没有间断的。与神同行。
So the book of Genesis tells us twice that for 300 years, Enoch walked with God continually.
圣经告诉我们有三个人与神同行。
The Bible actually tells us three people walked with God.
第一个是以诺。
First person is Enoch.
第二个是诺亚。
The second is Noah.
第三个是亚伯拉罕。
The third person is Abraham.
那么什么叫做与神同行呢？
What does it mean to walk with God?
与神同行还有一个翻译就是讨神喜悦。
Another translation of walking with God is to please God.
换句话讲，他们是讨神喜悦的人。
In other words, they are people who please God.
希伯来书的作者来这样告诉我们，怎么样是讨神喜悦？他来如何的评论以诺呢
？So how? What does the author of the book of Hebrews tells us what it means to walk with God and to please God.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。希伯来书十一章五节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5 it says, "By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God has taken him."For before he was taken, he had a testimony that he pleased God.
以诺因为对神有信心，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Because of his faith in God, he had this assurance that God was pleased with him.
让我们来看看以诺对神信心的两个特质。
So, let us examine the characteristics of Enoch's faith in God.
首先，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
Continues on Hebrews 11, chapter 6, chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is.
一个人，一个罪人，除非有信，是不能够跟神和好和相交的。
Unless, without faith, a sinner is impossible to reconcile with God.
信就是我们有一个正确的对象。
And then to have faith, we must have the right object of faith.
信有神，翻译最好是翻译成信神是。
So to believe that God is.
神说他的名字就是我是。
Because God says his name is I am.
换句话讲，你来认识，来相信这位神的属性，他的本性。
In other words, to come to know his being and his nature.
神的属性，你相信他是自有拥有，无所不知，无所不能，无所不在。
To believe that he is everlasting, he is omniscient, omnipotent, and then omnipresent.
相信神的本性，他是圣洁的、公义的、公平的、全善的，是众光之光，是至尊荣耀的万王之王。
To believe that he is holy, he is just, he is righteousness, he is good, he is the father of all lights, and he is the King of Kings.
换句话讲，我们相信神是这样的一位神似的神。
In other words, we have to believe that He is such a God.
而且我们也相信神的作为。
And also, we have to believe in His deeds.
他的创造，他的保守，他的拯救，他的掌权。
We have to believe that His creation, that His kingship, He keeps us, and His redemption, and also His reign.
当你跟神有一个正确的认识，建立一个正确的关系，才能够跟神有一个亲密的相交同行的关系。
In order to walk with him, with an intimate fellowship with him, we have to know him, to know his to have a correct knowledge of him.
所以以诺的信，第一个是信神是。
So his first, he believed he is.
第二是信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Second is that he believed that God will reward those who earnestly seek him.
一个更好的翻译，正确的翻译就是，且信他赏赐那用心寻求他的人。
Or in another translation, that God will reward those who seek him with heart, with wholehearted.
以诺不只是相信神是和神的作为，他更是定睛在神的身上，相信那一位神的应许，那位神的对给他的盼望是绝不会失望的。
So not only Enoch believed in God's being and God's doing, he also trusted in God, trust that God's promise will fulfill and then God's faithfulness.
信心就是对你所盼望的事有一个很确定的把握，相信神一定会成就的。
To have faith means to have assurance that something that you hope for will actually fulfill and God will actually bring it to happen.
而且神是赏赐的源头，他绝对不会叫任何用心寻求他的人空手而回。
And God is the source of all rewards, and God will for sure reward those who earnestly seek Him, and He will not let them go back empty-handed.
那么你和我怎么样能够知道认识神的所事，他的所作呢？
So you and I, how can we get to know God's being and His deeds?
当然，唯一的途径就是相信神所启示的话语。
The only way is to believe in the words that he has revealed to us.
而且在生命里面经历神。
And in our life, experience God.
你越认识神，你越经历神，你的神在你里面就更伟大。
And the more we get to know Him, the more we experience Him, the God that we know will become bigger to us.
所以与神同行是跟神相交，是神所喜悦的。
Therefore, it is pleasing to God that we walk with Him and have fellowship with Him.
神不止期待以诺、诺亚、亚伯拉罕与神同行，神期待每一位跟随他的人都与他同行。
God does not only desire Enoch, Noah, and Abraham to walk with Him. God desires every single child of His to walk with Him.
弥迦书六章八节那段经文就把整个旧约律法的精髓融聚在这一句话。
In the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8, that verse summarize, pretty much summarizes the entire Old Testament of God's desire.
那你说世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
It says, O man, what is good and what does the Lord desire of you that but to do just and love mercy and to walk humbly with your God?
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
It's to do just, to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
以诺在一个败坏走向灭亡的世代里面，用信心每一天来维持他的生活，跟神一同行走。
Enoch lives in a perverse and perishing world, yet every day by faith he walked with the Lord.
他不是走三分钟、五分钟的热度。
He did not just walk for 3 or 5 minutes.
他是马拉松式的。
But he actually ran a marathon.
不是一百尺，也不是两百尺就停下来不跑了，而是一直跑到终点，而且跑得非常的好。
Now, he did not just run for 100 or 200 feet, but he walked throughout his lifetime and finished well.
有人说过，罪人的悔改只要一刻，但是义人的成圣却要一生。
Someone says, it only takes a moment for a sinner to repent, but it takes a lifetime for a righteous man to be sanctified.
每天来跟神同行一个钟头是信心的表现。
It is a manifestation of faith if we can walk with God 1 hour a day.
如果我们专注跟神同行一天，那是一种操练。
But it takes a discipline and practice to continually walk with God for a whole day.
以诺的一生跟神同行300年，是要用信心操练加上紧紧依靠神。
For Enoch to walk continually with God for 300 years, it takes faith, discipline, and also holding on to God continually.
成圣的道路没有捷径，需要花功夫，一步一步的，一个脚印一个脚印的跟着走。
There's no shortcut for the path to sanctification. We just have to follow the Lord step by step, one step at a time.
主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The Lord Jesus says, if anyone wants to follow me, he has to carry his cross and daily follow me.
天天的。
And deny himself.
跟神同行也是你我生命里面最兴奋的事情。
Actually, to walk with God is also the most exciting thing in our life.
最喜乐的事。
The most joyful thing.
有一次十几年前，我在中国一个地方，培训。
More than 10 years ago, I was giving a training in China.
对象都是一些大学生，或者是知识青年。在两个礼拜培训的最后一天早上
，My audience were educated young people or college students. The last day, the morning of the last day of the training.
他们很聪明，要来问老师。他说：“老师，我可不可以问你一些问题
？”They're very smart, and then they said, "Teacher, can we ask you a question?"
包括各方面啊。但他们第一个问题就是说：“张老师，请问你到中国来培训，你最开心的一件事是什么
？”So the first question is, "Teacher Zhang, what is the most joyful thing for you to give a training in China?"
非常智慧。 我就告诉他，我说我最开心的事就像今天早上我跪在神面前，其实我每一天培训我都跪在神面前来跟神祷告。
So I just tell them the most joyful thing for me is that this morning, actually every morning, the time that I spend with God on my knees,
我可以感到神与我同在，我是与他同行。
I could feel God was with me and I was walking with him.
当一个人知道他讨神喜悦，跟神行走，会带给他每一天很大的安慰、鼓励、信心和盼望。
If someone is very sure that God is pleased with him, God is with him, that would bring him a lot of encouragement and comfort and hope.
就像我们今天早上唱的诗歌，你看多么荣耀，跟主经过山谷，经过任何地方。
Just like the song we just sang, it is so glorious to walk with God through the vales, through the heights.
也就像大卫他人生在诗篇二十三篇的经历。
That is also what David experienced in Psalm 23.
一点都不缺乏，然后神引领他，使他苏醒，一点都不害怕，神安慰他，一生都有慈爱随着他。
That he will have no fear because God is with him, and he will have no want because God provided him. And all of his life there will be loving kindness and mercy.
让神走在我们前面，我们来跟着他，一点都没有怀疑，也不必犹豫的。
That God walk before you, and then we just follow him without any doubt or confusion.
你也不必害怕有任何的损失或得失。
You do not have to fear for any loss.
让我们充满了平安喜乐，而且这就是你我侍奉的动力和能力。
And our life will be full of joy and hope that will also be the motive and strength of our service.
接下来我们看见以诺也是一位传神义道的人。
Then we will see that Enoch was also a person who preached the righteousness of God.
当人越接近神，跟神有一个正确的关系，越爱神，就会越有一个迫切的灵来把福音传给不信的人。
When someone is so close to God and then walk with God, then he will have this sense of urgency to share the gospel with people around him.
以诺就是这样，他看到当时世代的败坏沉沦，他又看见神审判是一定要来，所以他就给儿子起名叫马土沙拉，不断的重复警告要人悔改。
So Enoch was just like that. He walked with God and he saw that the judgment of God is coming soon. Therefore, he named his son Methuselah as a reminder to continually warn people that God's judgment is coming.
马土沙拉是世界上活得最长的人。
And Methuselah is actually the person who lived the longest in human history.
一共活了几岁了？
Do you know how many years he lived?
969岁。
Actually, 969 years.
你可以看见神的恩慈，神的忍耐，神对罪人的一个给他们时间的一种怜悯。
So we can actually see God's patience and mercy towards sinners that He wanted to give time.
就像今天彼得后书说，有人嘲笑说神在哪里？为什么不来？其实他忘了，神延后来是不愿意一人沉沦，乃是人人悔改，是神他给人的忍耐，但是是有限度的。
So just like in 2 Peter, some people might mock, where is your God? Where's God's judgment? Actually, God does not delay, but actually he wanted no one to perish. But this patience has a limit.
在诺亚600岁那一年，也就是马土沙拉死掉的那一年，整整诺亚600岁。
When the year Methuselah died,Noah was 600 years old.
创世纪七章六节，当洪水泛滥在地上的时候，诺亚整600岁。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 6 says, when Noah was 600 years old, flood water came.
那天发生什么事呢？我们都知道，因为神的审判就在那个时候开始降临了。
So what happened on that day? We all know.That God's judgment came to this world on that day.
从以诺到诺亚已经整整四个世代。
So from Enoch to Noah, four generations have passed.
当神的雨水第一滴 降在地上的时候，审判来了。
When the first raindrop reached the world,
God's judgment came. 没有一个人可以说他没有听见过这样的福音和警告。
There was no one on earth at that time could say that he has never heard of such warning.
以诺的预言已经应验在洪水里面了。
So the flood actually fulfilled the prophecy of Enoch.
但是以诺看得更远，他的预言指向神最后的审判。
But actually, Enoch was able to see even farther beyond the flood. He was able to see the final judgment of God.
以诺已经预言告诉说，神的审判要在主耶稣基督再来的时候会发生。
So actually, he saw and prophesied the final judgment of God will come when Jesus Christ came back with the saints.
在过去，神用洪水毁灭世界，在将来，神要用烈火来销毁整个世界。
In the past, the Lord has destroyed the world and judged the world with flood. But in the future, He will destroy and judge the world with fire.
犹大书十四十五节，亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说：“看哪、啊，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔之人所妄行一切不敬虔的事。”又证实一切不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话。
The book of Jude, verses 14 to 15. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly.They have committed in an ungodly way, and to the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
以诺是整本圣经里面第一位来预告基督耶稣要降临行审判的先知。
Enoch was the first prophet ever prophesied about the judgment of Jesus Christ.
以诺的警告强调了四个事实。
So the warning of Enoch actually had.Provide four facts.
首先，他指出神是最后的审判者，一定要审判不敬虔的人。
First, God is the final judge. He will for sure judge the ungodly.
在这里的审判是过去式，就是强调这件事是一定会发生的。
So the verb tense was actually past tense, which emphasized that this will for sure happen.
第二，以诺说，神他不是单独的来。是带着天上的圣者一同来实行审判。
Second, Enoch says God of the during the final judgment, God did not come to judge alone, but with all the saints, thousands and thousands of saints.
圣者就是指天使，还有指着我们这些将来被提的圣徒，一同在最后审判里面扮演一个重要的角色。
These saints include.Us who will be raptured and also angels, we will play a very important role in the final judgment.
第三，以诺警告就是神来有一个特定的目的，就是证实一切不敬虔人妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实这些人所说顶撞他的刚愎话。
The third, that the judgment has a very specific target is to convict those who are ungodly.To judge their ungodly deeds and ungodly speech.
证实就是揭开，也就是证明有罪。换句话讲，神要让所有人所犯的每一个罪都在他面前被审判。
What does it mean to convict? Is to prove guilty. In other words, God is going to judge everyone who's ungodly.
最后，以诺指出，神的审判是这些。堕落坠落的人都应当该受的。
And a fourth that Enoch point out that this judgment is deserved by all ungodly.
圣经里面有四次讲到不敬虔这个词。
In this passage, four times the word ungodly was mentioned.
包括了他们的态度、行为、动机，还有言语，将来神的审判都要一一的追讨。
So these four ungodly describes their attitude, their motives, their deeds, and their speech. In other words, in all these areas, God will judge.
请你想想看，在我们今天这个弯曲悖谬的时代里面，
Let us pause and think about this crooked and perverse generation.
我们周围看过去，这些多少的人是那么的不道德、不义、不谦、悖逆神，他们的言语、他们的一切，将来都要受到神严厉的审判。
If we look around, we will see so many who are immoral, ungodly, and they blaspheme against God. One day they will all be judged by God.
以诺针对那个时代提出警告，他尤其对那个时代的假先知，更是来评级他们。以诺有一个纯正的教义信仰，来指责这些他是忠诚的对神。
Therefore, Enoch, being faithful to God, pronounced judgment and warning, pronounced warning against especially the false prophets, that he hold on to the sound doctrines and pronounced the warnings.
他是信心的勇士伟人。
He was a great hero of faith, warrior of faith.
你我有没有这样的火热的，在这个黑暗的时代里面，勇敢的来劝人来信福音？抵挡那些传异道的假师父、假先知，让人回到神面前呢？
In this perverse generation, do we also have the passion and courage to preach sound doctrines and to go against the false teachers and false prophets against the heresies and cults?
最后，我们来看以诺是一个步入天庭的人。
Finally, we see that Enoch was a man who enter into heaven.
有一个主日学的小女孩，有一天上完主日学，她爸妈问她说：“你今天上的什么？”她说：“我们讲到以诺的故事。”
There was this little girl that she went to Sunday school, and afterwards her parents asked, "So what did you learn at Sunday school?" And she says, "We learned about the story of Enoch."
那爸妈说以诺是怎么样呢
？So her parents asked, "So what about Enoch?"
她说以诺常常跟神一起散步。
And then she says, Enoch often takes a walk with God.
有一天黄昏，他们走啊走啊，走得好远，越来越走越远，因为他们谈话谈得太开心了。
And one day they took a walk in the evening, and they keep walking and walking because they enjoy each other so much.
也不能回家吃晚饭了。
So they miss dinner time.
神就对以诺说啊，说以诺啊，你就不要回家了吧，今天就跟我一同住在一起吧。
And then finally God says, Enoch, how about don't go home today? Just come with me today.
于是以诺就不在世上了。
Therefore, Enoch was taken away.
所以创世纪五章二十四节讲到以诺与神同行，神将他取去，就不在世上了。
So the Bible described in Genesis chapter 5 verse 24 that Enoch walked with God and Enoch was not because God took him.
取去就是把他接走，又突然不见了。
All of a sudden, God took him.
希伯来书作者说，以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。
The book of Hebrews tells us that Enoch walked with God, and then Enoch pleased God, and then Enoch was taken away by God, and he could not be found.
你看多么了不起，365天的某一天，以诺就不见了，就消失了。
Isn't that amazing? One day out of 365 days of the year, all of a sudden, Enoch disappeared.
他跟神一同走，一同走，就穿过了宇宙，进到了天家。死亡在他身上没有权势。
He kept walking with God, walking and walking, went through the universe, entered into heaven. There was no more death on him.
以诺的背题也可以就像新约比喻主在临的时候。你我信徒要背题。
Actually, the rapture of Enoch is also a symbol of our rapture, the saints in the New Testament.
主耶稣从死复活，而且升天，到至高神的右边坐在那里。
The Lord Jesus went through death, resurrection, ascension into the heavenlies and sat down on the right side of God.
掌王权，掌管整个宇宙。
And he is reigning over the entire universe.
但是他还顾念 你我。
But he still cares about you and me.
有一天，他要来到地上，要接你我这些信徒，一同把我们被提在天上。
So one day he's coming to receive all of us back to heaven.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六到十七节。
First Thessalonians
chapter. 四章十六到十七节。
Chapter 4 verses 16 to 17.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangels, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
当主耶稣基督他一定而且很快的再降临的时候，
Jesus Christ will for sure come, and when he comes,
所有的信徒已经死的那时候，他的身体复活和他的灵结合起来。
At that time, those saints who are already dead will rise up, and their spirit and their body will reconnect, rejoin.
那些还活着的身体立刻也被改变，就跟那些死的复活的一同有一个新的灵体，是一个荣耀的身体。
And those who remain will instantly be transformed and will have a glorious body just like those who resurrected.
而且圣经告诉我们，是主亲自降临来迎接我们，把我们提到空中，然后一同带到天上，永远和他同在。
And the scripture tells us that the Lord himself will come back to receive us, that he will meet us in the air and bring us back.All the way back to heaven.
就像以诺一样，我们也是有同样的盼望。
Just like Enoch, we have the same hope.
不管世代怎么黑暗，
doesn't matter how dark the world becomes.
社会怎么败坏，
how corrupt the society would be.
但是你我有一个复活被提的盼望，就让我们敬虔度日，寻求神。
We have this hope of resurrection and rapture. Therefore, let us live our life with godliness.
我们的身体会死，但是死亡的毒钩已经被除去了。
Our body will die, but the sting of the death is already removed.
以诺跟神同行没有结束，因为当他到了天上，他更成为完全的。
Enoch's walk with God did not end because after he entered into heaven, he will continue to perfect his walk.
我们的生命也是一样。
It's the same with our life.
我们的生命是藏在基督里面。
Because our life is hidden in Christ.
主是一切，也在一切以内。
Christ is all and in all.
他是我们所盼望的一切的重心。
He is the center of all of our hopes.
是我们生活的目标。
It is the goal of our life.
而且他也住在我们里面，让我们活出他的生命。
And he also lives within us so that we can manifest his life.
上两个礼拜，我在 New Jersey 的一个圣经学院教课。
Two weeks ago, I was teaching in a seminary school in New York.
在那边有一，他们是借德国人的宣教机构来，做他们的校舍。
They actually borrow classrooms from a German mission organization.
那个宣教机构成立很久了，他们很多宣教士以前在中国宣教，现在都退回来。他们有一个规定，就规定那个宣教机构的人在那边的一定要遵守的规定。
So that a mission organization actually sent out a lot of missionaries to China before, and now they all returned. That organization has a rule for all the missionaries to follow.
所有的人在那个机构只要遵守这条规定就可以了。
So everyone belonging to that organization only has to follow that one rule.
他一个牌子挂在墙上。
And they have a plate on the wall.
我是练英文，我请 Christine 帮我翻成中文。他那个上面写 rules for today. 今天的规定 rules for today.
那个墙上的牌子呢，他就说今天的规矩。
Do nothing that you would not like to be doing when Jesus comes.
今天你不要做，就是当耶稣基督回来的时候，你不希望被发现，你不希望他看见你在做的事情。
Go to no place where you would not like to be found when Jesus comes.
当耶稣回来的时候，如果你不希望他看见你在某一个地方，你今天就不要去那个地方。
Say nothing that you would not like to be saying when Jesus comes.
如果耶稣回来的时候，你不希望他听见你在说的话，你今天就不要说。
但愿这也是让我们随时随地让基督在我们里面活出他的生命。
May this be also a guidance for us that the life of Jesus will live within us.
与神同行是这么有福气。
Such a blessing to walk with Jesus.
这么喜乐。
Such a joy.
而且也有一个盼望，将来永远跟他在一起。
And we have this hope that in the future we'll be with him forever.
我用一个故事来结束今天的信息。
I will conclude my message with a story.
很多很多年前，英国的《泰晤士报》发出一个题目，是有奖金的，征求答案。
Many years ago, the newspaper Times in London, they had a prize. They have a contest with prize. They had a question.
题目就是说，从伦敦到罗马最短的路是什么
？So the question is, what is the shortest path from London to Rome? To travel from London to Rome.
因为当年可能是罗马有一个奥林会，所以有这么奇怪的题目。
The question was posted probably because at that time there was an Olympic Games in Rome.
很多读者很快就把他们答案寄到报社。
Many readers send in their answers to the newspaper.
他们都认为他们答案是最好。
They all thought that they have the best answers.
评审以后，《泰晤士报》发表了最佳答案。
And finally, the best answer was chosen and posted.
得奖的不是坐车、坐船、坐火车或坐飞机。
So the winner answer was not by car or train or by boat or airplane.
简单的答案就是两个字。简单答案就是两个字。
The answer was very simple, only in two words.
Good company.
就是好的同伴，
好同伴，有一个好同伴相陪啊，沿途啊说说笑笑，不会走路，不会嫌长，而且还嫌短。
So actually, if you travel with a good companion, you will not complain about the ride being too long, but probably too short.
主耶稣是我们的好朋友，好良伴。
Actually, Lord Jesus is our good companion.
跟他同行是你我一生最大的福气。
Walking with him is the greatest blessing of our life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，你是我们盼望的一切。你不但把生命给我们，你更是爱我们。你今天让我们天天来跟随你，你做我们的良伴，让我们顺服你。而且将来有一天，我们要被提在天上，在那里就要永远与你同在。愿主今天在我们里面就活出这样善良的本性，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。